Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The roof's on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
Well, here we go, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the USA Audio Network. The show is raw and unfiltered, and your host is Wayne Allen Root. Wayne will be here in exactly 60 minutes. It's Friday, the third day of November 2023. Christopher is down in Dallas, Texas, pushing the buttons, making it all go. My name is Lee Elsie, and as always on Fridays, I get a chance to hang out with you for the first hour. Now, normally, I come out of the box, and I have a whole bunch to say about what's going on around the world, but because there is so much chaos and so much war and insanity, I thought it'd be best if we share the time on the air today with a couple of friends. At the bottom of the hour, we'll bring on from the Heritage Foundation our friend Stephen Bucci. But right now, I want to introduce our good friend Hans Desmond, economics chair, among a bunch of other different accolades up at Nichols College in Massachusetts. And he's going to give us a different perspective on the atrocities that were committed by Hamas. So, Hans, thanks again for coming on the show. I appreciate it. So how do you see this thing? What's the reasoning for Hamas's attack against Israel?
We need an explanation of why Hamas did this, because the analogy I gave last time is those 19 hijackers that flew planes into buildings did not think, oh, I'll survive this. You know, and by analogy, there's no way that Hamas said, you know, Israel will just take this. You know, they lured them in very, very purposefully. And Hamas knew that they're, you know, not the atrocities that they committed were going to, you know, generate the reaction of Israel, which is always one unequal, you know, a stronger response has been the commitment of Israel for a while, and they've been able to use that, just like in martial arts. You use the strength of your opponent against them. And so knowing that they would do this, so that's one thing that I thought we might unfold a little bit. I can give a little bit of economic history and begin to understand, you know, some of the animosity, not all the anti-Semitic historically. That's a complicated issue, but modern history, I think, it's a little bit better, a little easier to understand, you know, the tensions that exist in that area of the country, area of the world. But I just wanted to say this. What has been going on in Israel, which includes, by the way, the West Bank and Gaza Strip, that's part of Israel. Okay? So this is their own people. It's a very important thing to understand, to put it in the context of what's going on. Number two, there was an effort for two-state solution. I'm sure lots of people are well aware of it. It never came to fruition. There seemed to be, you know, some sort of uneasy compromise that has actually gone pretty well for the past 3 or 4 decades. I mean, you know, you have little skirmishes, but there hasn't been a major offense until earlier in October. And I think what began to cause more and more frustration in Gaza, the language that the Palestinians in Gaza use is one of occupation. Now, I will resist that, like I think most of your listeners would resist that type of language. However, we need to realize that it's not like driving between Massachusetts and Connecticut. You know, it's a very different relationship for historical reasons. However, if you know, if people know what has been driving the Israeli economy, they will know that it was technology. And earlier this year, before the invasion, technology took a big step back. It fell about 30% in Israel. Let me put it in a larger context than this, because what drives this economy today is finance and oil. So what also happens with oil, finance, and technology is it is a generator of inequality. Now, Lee, you've heard me in class expand on these types of issues. I'm just going to focus in on the technology because that is the driver of the Israeli economy. Technology creates inequality because as it, you know, creates new ways of interacting and performance of the economy, necessarily, AI, we all understand this very well. We're dealing with it ourselves here in the United States, but it's not as a dominant of an industry as it is in Israel. It creates unemployment. It puts people out of work. So some people get rich off of it because all of a sudden, you know, they have a website that they're selling lots of goods. Other people lose their jobs. And in Gaza, the unemployment rate at the beginning of this year, at the beginning of 2023, the unemployment rate was 34%. That is Great Depression level of unemployment. So just like inequality here in the United States, it's the poor areas. Gaza is a very poor area. It's the poor areas that get hit by these manifestations of some people getting rich and some people getting astronomically more poor. So that's the context that we have going on here. With Netanyahu is very indifferent to the struggles in Gaza.
So is your contention that Israel is actually holding Hamas or Gaza and the Palestinians back? And that's why they acted out?
Well, that would be the question. So what would I say is the United States government holding young people back in their employment pursuits? Well, of course, in one way you have to say absolutely not. Of course not. But, you know, I just went over the data of New York Federal Reserve with my students yesterday in my money and banking class. The underemployment rate for recent college graduates is nearly 50%. It's 45. So that's, you know, statistically a big difference. But 45% of graduates from a four-year college get a job that does not require a college degree. So now, is anybody in the U.S. government doing that? No. But it is functioning such that people going to college are not getting jobs that require college degrees. So that's a lot of money to be spending to get a job that you could have got anyway.
Right.
And so I would say the same thing about Israel. I don't think it's by purposeful design, but if young people here in the United States started feeling that Biden was indifferent to their plight, I would say, well, you're damn right that you have a right to point out to him that he has been indifferent and insensitive to things. Now, Hamas, let me try that again. You know, Hamas is the political entity in Gaza, but, you know, you could generalize it even more. Citizens of Gaza have pointed out, you know, that whatever the cause is, things are getting worse and worse economically in Gaza, and there seems to be a pretty strong indifference at the federal level in Israel, and especially Netanyahu. Again, he's a very right-wing, authoritarian sort of leader, and he rose back in power because of that, because things have gotten more tenseful as things have gotten more unequal in that area.
Well, I think the one thing we have to clear up is, do you think the Israeli boot is on the neck of the Palestinians, not allowing them to cultivate their own life or succeed.
Well, again, I want to resist, you know, putting it that strongly. I just think that the economic system. Let me use Thomas Piketty, who is the foremost expert on inequality globally. He's made a career of it and has become quite famous for it. But he published the book in 2014 that sort of summarizes his life work. In showing that inequality is emerging everywhere in the world, you know, technology, oil, and finance, they're just generating it. It's just the mechanism. It begins to work as a choke chain on how the global economy works, enriches the rich countries and keeps the, you know, the rest of the world. And this is what I, you know, was touching on last time, you know, about the same. And the poorest countries going down. But that's a serious problem that we need to address with a better economic order, for one. Piketty's book, you know, I bought the book, turned into a New York bestseller. But what's really interesting about his book is that he ends with a political warning. And the political warning is you can expect political unrest. The citizens may not fully understand it. So I think folks in Gaza think, oh, yeah, it's Netanyahu. And even if it's not Netanyahu, it's the Israeli federal government that puts the boot around their neck, as you put it. I wouldn't put it that way, but that's how it begins to feel.
Well, I don't think for a second that the boot is on the neck, Professor, but I think people are searching for blame, and I don't think there's any blame to be had. Certainly not blame to the degree where Hamas fighters are going to reach the border and start raping and slaughtering Israelis. Professor, I'm sorry, I got to run. We could talk for hours on this, but I always appreciate your point of view. We got to take a break. We'll come right back. You're listening to the USA Audio Network.
Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. First of all, central banks, the smartest minds in the financial world, bought the most gold in history in 2022. Then in the first quarter of this year, central banks added 228 tons of gold. That's up 176% over last year and another all-time record. And China knows what's coming. They've added 144 tons of gold just since November. So what are you waiting for? Follow the smart money. Colgate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401k retirement account. 100% insured. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. And only for my fans, if you tell them Wade Root sent you, Colgate Capital will give you up to $15,000 in free silver for opening a qualified gold IRA account. So call Colgate today. Tell them Moore sent you. Toll-free 855-770-GOLD, 855-770-GOLD, or go to goldgatecapital.com. Hi, this is Wade Alaroot for Z-Stack and Z-Shield. Dr. Vladimir Zelenko worked tirelessly to develop new formulas and products to protect you right up until the end of his life. His revolutionary Z-Stack product was based on his Nobel Prize-nominated Zelenko Protocol to boost your immune system against active viruses. But Dr. Zelenko was also searching for a way to address dormant viruses and developed Z-Shield. While the immune system gets rid of most viruses, some linger. These dormant viruses include Epstein-Barr, herpes viruses, shingles, chickenpox, and many more. Z-Shield helps ensure you are not vulnerable to new viruses or reactivation of the dormant ones. Get Z-Stack and Z-Shield right now at ZStackLife.com. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR for a discount just for my fans. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR. Hi, this is Wade Alaroot from MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. Hundreds of products are available right now during MyPillow's fall sale. Get up to 80% off. Slippers, towels, bed sheets, mattress toppers, mattresses, and so much more. Also right now, take advantage of special offers on the new MyPillow 2.0, the greatest pillow ever created, and the new MyPillow Topper 2.0. Huge discounts are available at MyPillow.com with the promo code ROOT, R-O-O-T. You can also receive great offers on Mike Lindell's products at MyStore.com. Also with the promo code ROOT at MyStore.com, you can save up to 50% on a My Coffee subscription, plus many other amazing products from patriotic American entrepreneurs. Get up to 80% off on hundreds of products right now during MyPillow's fall sale. And be sure to use promo code ROOT at MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. That's promo code R-O-O-T. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroo.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
I need more time to file my taxes. Help!
On IRS.gov, you can use IRS Free File to get 6 more months. Or, you can submit IRS Form 4868 by the April deadline. If you owe taxes, you can make an electronic payment and get a filing extension with no need to submit Form 4868. Go to IRS.gov for details. But remember, an extension of time to file is not an extension of time to pay what you owe.
Across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, welcome back. USA Audio Network. Lee Elsie, that is me. LeeElsie.com is the website. Are you ready? When the barbarians start to bust down the gate, break it open, are you ready? And all of the challenges that we face are more significant now than maybe at any time in history. Are you ready to stand resilient in the face of such adversity? Do you have the backbone for this? Do you have the mental makeup for this? There was somebody who asked me a question through social media, and I did not get an answer to it. But that world doomsday clock, which every once in a while is referenced, how close is that to midnight? How much would it take, really, to set this thing ablaze? Don't you feel like the whole tinderbox is ready to go? I feel like that right now. And I got to say something else while I have your attention. Something that just doesn't sit well with me. It just doesn't pass the smell test. I don't have an answer for it. But the more I look and the more I read about Israel and how essentially the country is like a fortress. Walls, guards, like every X amount of feet there are guards, armed guards with either machine guns or automatic rifles of some sort, right? It's a military type state. It's unthinkable you'd be able to breach the walls of Israel. Yet somehow all these men got in and killed 1,500 people. It seems impossible. It seems, and I hate to say this, and I don't think what happened, the atrocities didn't happen. I'm not talking about that kind of a conspiracy theory. But man, I think something really has to be looked at from the intelligence perspective of this, did somebody purposely drop the ball here to start this chaos? Israel has been involved in civil unrest for a while, right? Netanyahu is not loved. And how do you bring your people together? A catastrophe. Close your eyes for a few minutes and these monsters breach the gates. They kill 1,500, rape and behead, the most heinous crimes in history. And what happens? Your whole country is galvanized behind you. It happens in a blink of an eye. It happened in 9/11. And the reason why I bring that up is because I don't trust anybody anymore. The longer I do this job, the longer I've been behind this microphone, the more I learn, the more wisdom I get. Right? Now, am I the smartest guy in the world? No, probably not. But I'll tell you, I'm pretty good at figuring out people with common sense, street smarts. Not trying to pat myself on the back. I'm not splitting any atoms today, for sure. But when something doesn't look right or smell right, it doesn't feel right, then there's something not right about it. And there's something not right about that part of this whole equation. How all of a sudden can something materialize in Israel? A legion of heinous Hamas terrorists somehow are able to circumvent arguably one of the most secure areas on the planet, and then go on a killing spree. And nobody in these kibbutzes is able to reach out to the army to come have them save these folks who are getting slaughtered, raped, murdered. Nobody was coming to the rescue. Where was everybody? It really makes no sense. So we have these conspiracy theories out there floating around because it makes no sense. We have the same thing, like I said earlier, same thing in this country with some of the things that have happened, some of the atrocities that happen. Everything always has a conspiracy theory because, for the most part, we're always lied to. And we always look for the diabolical side to all of this. And it just feels like this whole scenario has a diabolical side to it. Everything leads up to this brutality to bring everybody in Israel together to eventually try to eradicate the mortal enemy. No question Hamas is a mortal enemy of Israel, but you got a floundering leader who, you know, wants to probably keep hold of power. What better way to do that than to bring everybody together with one of the most heinous atrocities in history? It all adds up. I didn't say it happened. It just doesn't really make a lot of sense how they got in and did these terrible things. All right, I got to take a break. We'll come back once again. My name is Lee Elsie. Wayne will be here after the top of the hour. Keep it right here. USA Audio Network.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
War now!
USA USA News Update. President Biden is expressing his condolences for the victims of last month's mass shooting in Lewiston, Maine. Accompanied by the First Lady, he paid a visit to a memorial near the restaurant where that shooting happened.
This tragedy opens a painful wound all across the country. Too many Americans have lost loved ones or survive the trauma of gun violence.
Biden met with first responders, health care providers, and some of the families affected. Eric Trump providing testimony once more in his father's civil fraud trial in New York. The son of the former president currently addressing inquiries related to financial records of the Trump Organization. And Americans are preparing for the end of daylight saving time this weekend. Sunday clocks in most states across the U.S. will be set back 1 hour. While not everyone is pleased with the change, efforts to eliminate the time change through legislation have stalled in Congress. John Schaefer, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story, and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
can speak with a capitalist, evangelist, and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, all, welcome back. You're listening again to the USA Audio Network. My name is Lee Elsie on Fridays. Wayne feeds me the first hour while he gets all ready for a big Friday culmination to the week. So you got me for the first 60 minutes. Wayne will be here right after the top of the hour. One of our favorite guests to bring on. He's on my morning show weekly, and I get a chance to bring him on here on the national show as much as I can. 40-plus years of military excellence. We are lucky to get a chance to talk to Stephen Bucci now with the Heritage Foundation, and we get a chance to ask him all of these different questions as it pertains to what's happening in the Middle East. Stephen, thank you for joining the show as always. So much to talk about. So let's just start with the most recent here. Mob storms the airport in search of Jewish passengers from Israel. We watched that unfold. We're having, I guess, a Cornell professor or a group tell their students to follow Jewish folks home and slit their throats. We've got almost a hostage siege situation happening at one of the colleges in this country where Jewish kids were studying. This all unraveled very quickly, didn't it?
And it's what's really remarkable to me is you realize the first couple of days after the 7th of October, there was almost uniform support for Israel. Almost every government in the world, other than, Iran and people like that, were pretty much saying, Israel are the aggrieved parties. They're the ones who, have been horribly affected by this. We need to support them. Now, suddenly, because the Hamas propaganda arm has really cranked up, and people have responded to it. They've listened to the lies that Hamas has been spewing and their useful fools that they have around the world, like our group there in Congress. And people have bought into it to the point where people with obvious latent anti-Semitism that is deep within them suddenly are jumping out and feeling empowered to do these horrific things. In countries where it hasn't happened in a long time, or if it does happen, it's very sporadic. And we see this stuff. I mean, I know I told you this, but a couple of weeks ago I went home for my high school reunion in Dobbs Ferry, New York, a little town just outside the city. And my class is about, almost half Italian, half Jewish, with a smattering of some other folks thrown in there, but predominantly Jewish and Italian. And to sit there and talk with my classmates who are Jewish and say that, that they're now in fear. These are people that spent their whole life there, and they're now worried that, their grandkids, if they go out to school, somebody's going to accost them. That's sad to me. And it's frankly Hamas's fault. They've propagated this false narrative, and then we've got idiots who are telegraphing it and expanding on it. And suddenly, because Israel was attacked using techniques and methods that would have made ISIS blush, now suddenly Israel are the bad guys. I don't get it. And it's all based on falsehoods. So, I'm sorry. I have no time for people like those professors. They should be arrested. Last time I checked, when you threaten people's lives, that goes beyond free speech.
Right.
And that is something that you should be prosecuted for. And, to see that happening and people maintaining their jobs when we've had people fired because they saw a person, they thought they were one gender and referred to them by that gender, and turns out that's not what that person had in their head was their gender, and that person loses their job, but somebody can say, follow Jews home and slit their throats, and that's okay. It's just free speech. That's a bunch of garbage.
One of the complaints now you're hearing a lot of is a proportional response, right? And just let me clarify where I am on this. To me, if you're attacking, and this is not like a one-off deal, this is something that Hamas has been doing for as long as they've been given Gaza, attacking Israel with rocket fire. You escalate that to the point where 1,500 Jews are slaughtered and in the most horrific of ways. The proportional response people are talking about, well, it's not proportional. To me, you're lucky I'm not the leader, because I would lay waste to the entire thing and rebuild it again from the ground up. These are my people. That's what I'm supposed to do, protect them. So, you know, I don't know what the definition of a proportional response would be. Would it be Israel flying in and slitting the throats of 500 babies? Would that be proportional and acceptable, Stephen? I'm just asking, you know, what's the answer to that?
I'm not an international lawyer, and I've had conversations with international lawyers about subjects like this one in the past. And when they really start getting down to that kind of nonsense, I remind them that the whole purpose of their existence is based on moral power, moral influence. And when you get down to that kind of stuff, you lose all your moral currency. In my mind, where you say, okay, because they came in and they raped and they murdered and they beheaded and did all this stuff, but it was only 1,400 people, so really all you can affect is 1,400 people. I'm sorry, that's not how it works. If you commit a crime like that, a war crime, an atrocity, then that country has the right to respond. And should they try and avoid civilian casualties? Absolutely. But if they went in and took out every single Hamas terrorist, and by take out, I mean kill them, I think that's perfectly proportional. And making sure that their command and control facilities, which, by the way, are underneath hospitals and banks and schools and mosques, if you put that stuff there, that makes them legitimate military targets. We hit those kind of targets. Every country in the world has the right to hit those if someone is using them to hide their military capacity. The civilian casualties that are incurred in those situations are on the hands of the people who hid behind them, not the people doing retribution in this case.
Right.
So I'm sorry, I'm with you. Israel's intent is not to go in and kill every Palestinian. It's to go in and remove Hamas as a political and military entity. So after all of these years of putting up with them, doing the rockets, doing the periodic attacks through tunnels, that they can remove that threat from Israel and, frankly, free the Palestinian people that are living in Gaza from the abuse that Hamas throws on them.
Right.
And to say anything else is ludicrous. I've had friends who said, oh, well, we need to come up with a political solution. And I agree 100%. But I'll tell you what, Hamas doesn't want a political solution. They just want the destruction of Israel. And anything short of that means they're going to keep fighting, keep doing terrorism, and we need to recognize that, and they need to be removed from the game board.
Stephen, you mentioned that maybe there are people inside of Gaza who are not sympathetic with Hamas. And I think some of those folks, and I would agree, they want to be liberated. They want their oppressors' boots off their necks. But I don't know what the percentage of that is. Seems like it's small. And how do we trust the voting that happened over there with Hamas being in power?
Well, you know, they've had an election, and Hamas was elected as the predominant representatives and leaders for the people in Gaza. But like the Muslim Brotherhood in Egypt, they had an election and got elected. And then they decide, okay, the election worked out. We won. We don't need any more elections. We're done. And since that time that Hamas has been put in power, there have been no other elections. You know, Hamas is in power. They don't need elections anymore. and they stopped them. And since then, Hamas has just ruled as essentially dictators. Now, I have to tell you, and I have to be careful I don't get too emotional about this, but a lot of people in Gaza think what Hamas does is just fine, except when then Israel shoots back. Then they're all upset.
Right.
I'd love to say that every civilian in Gaza are just bystanders and it's just these, you know, couple of thousand bad Hamas people.
Right.
But the truth is there are large numbers of Palestinians in Gaza who applaud, who encourage, who are willing to sacrifice to see Hamas do what they do. And those folks, to be frank, are not innocent. They need to understand there's a cost to supporting a terrorist organization like Hamas. And that price is coming due right now. I pray Israel doesn't kill any more civilians than circumstances force them to. But I, you know, there's going to be civilians killed. But that can't stop Israel from protecting its citizens, who truly are innocent of what, you know, of anything. But they're, you know, they were the ones slaughtered on the 7th of October.
Stephen Bucci is with us. We'll take a short break. We'll come back. You're listening again to the USA Audio Network, Raw and Unfiltered. We'll continue this conversation in just a minute.
Solution ever from SpikeWarrior.com. You know me as a man of solutions. My two number one best-selling books about boycotts and buycotts are great solutions to save America. But the question I get asked 100 times a day is, I was forced to take the COVID vaccine. Wayne, please, please, what do I do to rid my body of this dangerous poison? Now I've got the answer. Patent-pending no-covidium from SpikeWarrior.com. This is the best product I've ever seen to help rid your body of spike proteins. This patent-pending no-covidium product helps your body break down spike proteins and other toxins and remove them from your body forever, naturally. Here's a special offer for my fans only. Buy one bottle of no-covidium and get a second bottle free. Go right now to SpikeWarrior.com and use the promo code WAR. That's SpikeWarrior.com. Promo code WAR. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. If you're sick and tired of supporting woke companies, I have great news for you. You don't have to anymore. You can shop where my wife Cindy and I shop at GreatPatriotStore.com. My number one best-selling Great Patriot Boycott book is filled with real American patriotic companies. My team researched thousands of companies, and one company stood out above all, GreatPatriotStore.com. This is the answer to inflation. Hundreds of household and personal products you're already buying, much higher quality, no toxic chemicals, delivered right to your door at incredible prices. GreatPatriotStore.com is run by conservatives and patriots. 20,000 American families are joining every month, and you should too. And now they've got the beef, pasture-raised with no hormones, antibiotics, or mRNA ever. Exclusively available only to their members. Like Costco or Sam's Club, you need to become a member. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com, fill out the form, they'll contact you right away, and boom, you're a member. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com. That's GreatPatriotStore.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for Amio Life. You all know how much I value my health and how much I support hardworking, patriotic companies fighting to help Americans each and every day. One of my favorite companies is Amio Life. Amio joins me in fighting for freedom and supporting the natural health of families across America. I use their alkaline structured silver solution 3 times a day, natural silver mouthwash, and silver gel on my face each night, and silver lozenges all throughout my show. It's all part of my daily wellness routine. The good folks at Amio Life realize that inflation is hitting hard right now, so they're offering my listeners, get this, a special 50% discount on their entire product line. Good, clean, natural health should be available to everyone, no matter what. Visit AmioLife.com. That's AmioLife.com. And use the promo code ROOT50 to save 50%, or give them a call at 800-422-8148. Remember to say ROOT50 to receive 50% off, toll-free, 800-422-8148.
Take as little as 3 minutes to... Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans, nonprofits, and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
We're back with Stephen Bucci from the Heritage Foundation. I want to share one thing with you. You know, we talk about peace, but it's always the Muslim side of this that seems to be pushing for violence. And there can be, to me, no agreement or no symbiotic relationship between the two, because case in point, I can't find anywhere where any major Muslim group or country for that matter has come out and condemned what Hamas has done. They never do it, Stephen. They never do it. They're always either complicit, enabling, or in complete agreement. Have you ever heard of a Muslim nation supporting Israel in a situation like this?
No.
Never.
And if it is, it's all, you know, under the table. They're afraid to say it out loud.
Right.
Because their own people in the street will, you know, blame them and say, oh, you guys are just, you know, getting in bed with Israel. It's sad. It doesn't help these countries that need the development, that need progress towards, you know, a more democratic form of government. But, you know, you sit there and go, what is wrong with you people?
Right.
Why do you think this way? Why do you think it's okay to pick this one group of people in the world, the Jews, and say that they are deserving of very different treatment and that their rights should be truncated? You raised the issue about the kids in the library down in New York, and the police said, well, the fact that they're beating on the doors demanding to get in there to confront these Jewish students who are in there studying because they're in college, and that's not a threat of violence. Really? You think if we did that to anybody else in the world, if any of the comments that have been made and painted on buildings around the world were done at a Muslim group, a Catholic group, would police respond the same way? I don't think so. Definitely not if it was a Muslim group. I mean, you have, what's her name there, the president's spokesperson, who says, oh, well, the problem isn't anti-Semitism. It's anti-Islamic thought. Really? That's the problem here. Okay, you know, I felt really badly for that young man that was killed, that little boy. That guy was nuts who killed him.
Right.
He was not representative of, you know, anybody in the American pantheon other than maybe the most extreme.
Right.
But that doesn't mean that then the anti-Semitism is okay. That's still wrong. And there's a lot more of it than there is anti-Islamic theory.
I'm still floored. I just, while you're speaking on the television screens to my right are basically a whole, I don't know how many, thousands of people who shut down the Brooklyn Bridge yesterday, the day before yesterday, and all waving Palestinian flags. I don't understand this. I know you said it before. You don't get it either. But it's just remarkable to me that people are standing with people who are willing to do such butchery and such harm and have been just, to me, I mean, not every single one of them, but it does seem like any time there is issues, you know, whether it's a terror issue, it always is funneled through that community. Always funneled through that community.
It sure has been. But again, then you have the FBI director say, well, the problem is really right-wing extremism.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, right-wing extremism is the problem. My father fought for 4 years against the Nazis. I don't like Nazis in any way, shape, or form. But to say that that's the biggest problem in our country right now is kind of ridiculous because most of those guys are incompetent mutts. They don't know what they're doing. They're easily penetrated by the FBI. Maybe the FBI likes pointing them out because they get a lot of wins with them. But this ridiculous support of Hamas against a country that is our best friend in the Middle East, bar none, by orders of magnitude, and to have people then twist that into, well, they're the oppressors. Really? Okay, so in 1948, in 1967, in 1972, those Israel started all that stuff, right? It was their fault that all those Arab countries attacked them. No, that's ahistoric, it's incorrect, and it's morally indefensible. But it continues to this day. It's really bizarre to me that community can pull that off. That's some high-speed public relations magic, but they do it time after time.
His name is Stephen Bucci. He is with the Heritage Foundation. He has served in the military in some capacity for 40 years. We thank him very much each and every time he comes on. Held him a little extra tonight because of how important the things are going on around the globe. Speaking of importance and speaking of great folks, coming up in just a mere matter of minutes, it's officially showtime. The one and only Wayne Allen Root will crack the mic and take over. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. Thank you, Christopher, down there in Dallas, Texas. Keep listening to the USA Audio Network.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.